Now, in addition to accepting this threefold structure, as it were, of historical development and spiritual life, the schools of Tibetan Buddhism agree in accepting the same scriptures. And these scriptures are the Khanjur in 100, or in some editions 108 xylograph volumes, and the Tanjur in 225 volumes. The Khanjur comprises translations into Tibetan of the sutras and the tantras. In other words, of all those works which are traditionally believed to be the utterance of the Buddha himself, or his enlightened disciples speaking under his inspiration and guidance. So of these texts, things like the Perfection of Wisdom, the Sthama Pundarika, Lankavatara, in Tibetan translation, there are these 108 massive volumes. Incidentally, I don't know whether any of you have seen a Tibetan book, especially a volume of the scriptures, a volume of this set. And I can assure you, it's a very, very massive affair indeed. It's about so long, about so deep, and about so wide very often. And it consists of oblong pages of very, very tough paper, handmade paper, made usually from bamboos, and very thick and very crisp. When we turn it over, it makes quite a sound. And you get a great stack of these between wooden covers. And they're not tied together, they're not bound together, they're loose, and you just turn them over one by one as you read them. So a Tibetan library is usually a rather massive affair, because you've got hundreds of these rather enormous and rather heavy volumes. In fact, I remember, this is just by the way, that when I was studying once a Tibetan painting of the Wheel of Life, and I was paying particular attention to the sphere which we would call hell, the sphere of torment and punishment. And I noticed that there were little pictures, little illustrations showing people being crushed beneath enormous volumes of the sacred scriptures. I asked my Tibetan friend who was with me, what did this represent? And he said, these are people who haven't shown respect for the scriptures. And one can believe that the volumes are massive and heavy enough even to crush people, if necessary, in the depths of hell. So this is the Khanjur. The Tanjur consists of translations in, as I've said, 225 volumes of commentaries and other expository works by the great Indian Buddhist sages and teachers and philosophers, people like Nagarjuna, Dharmakirti, Dignaga, and so on. Their collected works are translated in the Tanjur. So these two sets, the Khanjur and the Tanjur, these are accepted by all schools of Tibetan Buddhism and constitute their canonical and their scriptural basis. This statement requires just one or two qualifications, however. The Nyingmapas, in addition to the Khanjur and the Tanjur, have certain other texts which I'm going to mention a little later on. When they happen to be monks, members of all four sects or all four schools of Tibetan Buddhism follow the same monastic code and the same pattern of monastic life and observance, in other words, the same Vinaya. So we see that there's quite a lot in common as between these four great or major schools. In fact, we may say that the similarities are greater than the differences. Nevertheless, differences do exist, and there are distinctive features of all these schools which are of great significance, and it is to these that we now turn.